A big hi and hello. This is Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis, your storyteller. I'm going to tell you about a mistake that got me really, really, really mad and angry. But you know what? Right now, in your house at this moment, you may have the result of a mistake. It happened in the late 1800s, back in the 19th century, maybe 1880 or something like that. And this guy went to lunch. Well, he was a soap maker. And in the soap, he had the air on to blow air into the soap and make it a certain amount of consistency. But he went to lunch and left the air on. And it blew so much air into it that there was a lot more bubbles inside than soap. So it was a lot lighter, and there was actually less soap in the cake soap than normally there would be. Well, it looked okay on the outside, and rather than get in trouble, he didn't tell anybody, and he just sent it through the rest of the assembly line and let it go out. And he got found out. What happened was, there was all these bunches of wonderful letters. Wow, this is wonderful soap that floats. My kids just love it. You know, before I was trying to, couldn't barely get them to take a bath. Now I can hardly get them out. And when we drop it in the basin, instead of sinking and having to find it under the water, it just stays right on top. It's so much easier to find. Thank you for this brilliant idea. And, of course, Procter & Gamble were very interested. How could this have happened? And they investigated, and they eventually found the guy. And somehow I don't think he got in trouble, because 100 and some years later, it still floats, and it's still Ivory soap. And you may have some of it in your house right now. Well, my mistake, the one that happened to me, I should say, started when I decided that I wanted a daily 3 lottery ticket. I hadn't bought one at that time in a couple years, and I sort of missed it. Well, you pick a 3-digit number, and if it comes in, you win $500 if you pay a dollar for it per day. So I went down to the Snyder's drugstore that sold them, and about 41st and Nicollet or so, I think, in Minneapolis, and said I want the lottery ticket for 5 days. I knew that before you could get them up to 7 days. Well, the lady said, our machines, we can't give more than 1 day. Our machines won't allow it. Well, they always could. Yeah, well, we can't do that. Our machines wouldn't allow that. And I thought, well, did they change it since I had bought one? Why would they do that? So I went ahead and took 1 day for 525, which is my birthday, May 25th, paid a dollar for it. I wanted to spend $5 and get it for 5 days. You know what happened the very next day, which would have been the second day? 1 in 1,000 chance, 525 came in. And had that lady given me what I asked for, I would have won $500, and I didn't. And I thought of that place. And the more I thought of it, the more I got mad. I remember that old broken-down chair that they had for me to sit in to wait for my ride. It was very bent over. I guess the leg was, like, bent around or something, so it was very slanted and all this stuff. And I called the lottery place, and he said, we used to give it for 7 days. Now we can even give it for up to 14 days, so sure you could get it for 5 days. And I said, well, that's not what she told me, and because of that, I lost $500, and I don't feel good at all about it. Of course, the bottom line is I didn't have a lottery ticket to prove it. So, because that's what she said she wasn't allowed to give me. So after I got mad and thought about it some more, then I got real angry. And then even angrier still as the next day came, and I found that I had forgotten to eat. I couldn't even get an appetite up to eat anything. And I happened to be reading this Braille Christian magazine called Tract Messenger, and it mentioned the slogan that's on the garbage bags, "Don't get mad, get glad." It was talking about forgiveness. And that stopped me. I stopped right there and said, hey, this is what I need to do, because you know, if I keep staying this angry where I can't even eat and I'm just feeling pretty bad, it's going to cost me a lot more than $500. I heard that cardiac wards charge more than that. So I started then and there vowing that I'm going to try to forgive this whole situation. And I was so angry that I had forgotten about a talk show that I was supposed to be on that had been scheduled in Melbourne, Australia. And I got this phone call, and, "Hi, are you ready to be on the talk show? We've got it coming on in about 5 minutes. It was an hour-long show, and I had scheduled it, and somehow it had fallen right out of my mind. Luckily, I was there at home and ready. And I said, "Oh, sure, I'm ready," and wondered what kind of show it was. I didn't even quite remember it. But anyway, call back, and, you know, we started. There was calls from the audience and everything. And I was talking about all different sorts of things. And one caller came and said, "Hey, do you get angry because you're blind?" And I said, "Well, no, but I sure got angry at this chemist," you know, what they would call the drugstore. And I told about the lottery ticket and about how when I read the "Don't Get Mad, Get Glad," just like I had forgiven the nun that sexually abused me for my own survival and for my own, it was a gift to myself, not for anybody else, and that I had forgiven this lottery ticket thing, and was working on it, I should say, and step by step I was going to, forgive her. And well, a couple calls later, a woman called and said, "Hello, my name is Dawn, and I'm sorry I can't undo what happened to you about the lottery, but I wonder if you'd be offended if I would be glad to replace the money for you, you know, with you, if it would be okay. Would you be offended?" And I said, "Oh, no, I wouldn't be offended. I'd be delighted." "Oh, good. That's all I need to hear then. After the show, we'll get together. I'll call you, and I guess the show host has your number." And I said, "Oh, I'll give my number right now. I love to be called from Australia." So I gave my special number that I have for Australians to call. And sure enough, the first call after the show was Dawn, and she expedited it and got the $500 deposited, direct deposited, in my account in 2 hours. She said she was so deeply touched with a lot of the things that were on the show. Well, I a lot more than won the lottery, because that was just the beginning of our friendship. We seemed to talk all the time. She called and we'd talk for hours. We just seemed to have so much to say, and she was kind of, into energy healing and holistic stuff, therapy and stuff like that, and some of my childhood issues. We were working on one on a Sunday, and she said, "You know, I really think this should be done in person. How about if I drop by maybe Wednesday? Would that be okay?" And I just casually said, "Oh, okay." You know, I wasn't thinking, and then a little while later we were talking, and I said, "Wait a minute. Aren't you in Australia still?" And, "Well, yeah, but there's Qantas, you know, that's their airline, and they're in the business of having flights. I'll catch one tonight or early in the morning. I'll be there Wednesday, if that's okay." And, "Oh, okay." I was just sort of stunned, you know. So she came, and we hugged and talked and did some healing, and all of a sudden she had some water, a little tub brought down, and said, "Would it be okay if I washed your feet? You can learn a lot about a person when you wash their feet." And I'd never really had my feet washed as a kind of a healing or spiritual thing before. And as she was doing it so lovingly and tenderly, I suddenly realized how amazing it was. It just sort of hit me all of a sudden that somebody would fly all the way over from Australia and be here to wash my feet, you know, down at that place where we were, a meeting place. And I just started crying and crying, and things came out, and I just couldn't quite believe that this was happening to me. I mean, the odds of getting 525 were slight, but imagine the odds against this, you know. And it just sort of hit me, and after that we became better friends, and before long I'd mentioned about wishing I had a mother that loved me, and she said, "I've been thinking about that. Would you like to be adopted?" And I said, "I already think of you as my mother." So we had a big two-day spiritual ceremony in October of 2005. The day she washed my feet was Wednesday, January 5th, 2005. And so that October, 2 days, and she even flew some friends over that I had talked to for a long time and hadn't met before. And it was just the most wonderful 2 days that you could imagine. You know, when of all the people in the world she could choose, and from across the sea she had chosen me. She said, you know, of course she had waited till she had washed my feet. She said, you really learn a lot about a person when you wash their feet. And we've done so many things together. One of the most wonderful conversations we had was the night she called me from Japan when the trip wasn't going so good and she didn't feel too happy and was a little down. And she said that, could you just be with me for a while and just, you know, just breathe together? We don't need words, do we? And I said, no. And we were on the phone for a good while. She thinks it was about an hour. I know it was at least a half hour, but what does it matter? We were together. It's one of the best conversations we ever had, even though we didn't say any words. And so the adventure goes on. Needless to say, I'm not mad at that Snyder's drugstore lady anymore at all. I don't know her name, but I sure know that not only have I forgiven her, but I never knew that when I walked into Snyder's and bought that lottery ticket, it would result in an adoption and the best friend I have in the whole world. And adventures that I would have never dreamed possible. I forgive you, drugstore lady that goofed up my lottery ticket. I forgive you. The dawn of a new age. That's the lady in Australia's name, Dawn. Also, her name is Mommy. Well, next time, there'll be another story. Take care of yourself and take care of each other and find some time to play. Bye for now.
At the tone.